U.S. President Barack Obama and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak are expected to show a united front against North Korea when they meet at the White House today. The South Korean leader has followed a tough line on North Korea, even before Pyongyang raised tensions in recent weeks by holding a May 25th nuclear test. The North's pledge to expand its nuclear programs also gives their meeting a sense of urgency. But in another issue to be discussed, it is looking unlikely that both men will make much progress on a free trade pact that has been stalled for 2 years. South Korean-based journalist Frank Smith spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the main topics that will top the agenda at the talks.
Well, the South Korean president is looking to bolster the South Korea-U.S. alliance. South Korea is probably looking for an extension of the U.S. nuclear umbrella to include South Korea to prevent or offer greater deterrence of the threat of a North Korean nuclear attack. North Korea has been pursuing nuclear and missile technologies over the past few months, in particular with a recent missile test and a May 25th nuclear test.
Now, although the nuclear standoff is probably going to top the agenda, there also is another issue looming for Lee and Obama, that is the South Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement to slash tariffs on goods and services.
What's at stake here in South Korea is the auto industry here exports in the neighborhood of 700,000 cars to the United States yearly, at least in the past. And they want to continue to have access to that market. In the U.S., they want access to the South Korean market without tariffs, and very few, something in the neighborhood of 1/20th that number of cars from the United States are sold in South Korea. So they want greater access to the South Korean market. Also on that agenda will be agricultural issues.
Meanwhile, North Korea said today that two American journalists sentenced to 12 years of hard labor were trying to slander the state, giving its first a detailed account of the case that worsened ties with the United States. One of North Korea's top courts in a trial closed to outside observers last week convicted and sentenced Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, both in their 30s and working for U.S. media outlet Current TV, saying they illegally entered the country to commit what it called grave crime. The U.S. government has demanded their release, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calling the charges baseless.